are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button and click that little bell. Make sure you get the notifications. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, and all other podcast platforms. For those of you there, we also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and make sure you leave a review. Here we are, heading into week four, but we must, unfortunately for me, we must talk about football from week three. We have here this gentleman here. You haven't seen him since last year. He's known as the whole show, the fantasy star, fantasy superstar. I forget what he is now, but we have John here. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up, man? Thanks for the invite again. Glad to be back and talk some football here.
Talk some football, maybe a little trash.
Just a little bit.
You're notorious for it, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot. Before we get into that, though, let's talk week three. I like asking for surprises. So maybe, Rye, maybe I'll let you start it off and see maybe if you had anything from week three that you want to talk about, whether it's surprises or anything like that.
Surprise wise.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the thing that, and I mean, we were watching the games together, so I think we were shocked as well. Like the field goals, man, what the heck? Field goals matter.
Yeah.
NFL, and I mean, we saw Tucker kick a bomb that bounced in. We saw Crater nice. Attempt a 68er. Why?
And it then it gets like, it sounds like he missed for you.
No, but I didn't even care about the as I'm not even talking about as a fantasy owner of him. Like I'm talking about real football. Like, yeah, what, yeah. Why does that even make sense? Like, honestly, if you were a coach, would you attempt a 68-yard field goal?
I think I would set a limit, right? Like if I had a Justin Tucker, I'd ask him, yo, what's your limit? And then maybe I'd shave off 5 yards from that because, you know, they're always going to think that they could kick it farther than they can. But I think that a Matt Prater, even with his leg, I'd be like, you know what, boss, even with a few seconds left, man, I'm not going to risk the return.
At that point, I'd rather try like a Hail Mary and throw a pick or
right.
Like, and I mean, look, it got returned and the Jacks sucked so much that they couldn't even do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like trying to win the game, but I think the field goal surprised me. A lot of like the Ravens winning, the Packers winning, who else won on the last minute? Like there's a lot of last minute field goals.
Yeah. I think a surprise would you put the Chargers beating although the Chargers always play the Chiefs tough
division game,
the way the Chiefs looked, would that be a surprise narrative for week three?
Yeah, man. What you think, John?
What do you think?
I know you was watching CH. Chargers,
yeah, I was definitely watching them fumble that ball away again.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, I thought that game right there, man. I mean, for them to go up like they did, to play defense like they did, and then for them to come back, the Chiefs, and then for them to come back and just like finish that game off and like do something they haven't done, like win games at the end because they always struggle with that. I mean, it was just good to see. I mean, Herbert can make all the throws. They're finally using Mike Williams. Like you should have been using him all these seasons. I know it's a contract year, but now you got the offensive coordinator from the Saints, like getting him the same targets as Allen. Like, I mean, I don't want him to do anything this week because I'm playing Will, but I'm saying.
And to your point, John, safer targets, right? Like he's not jumping 80 feet in the air to catch a ball.
It felt like those were always his targets. Those 40 yard bombs that it were just 50-50 balls, right?
And he's such a gamer that he'll go get them. But it's like, bro, you got to protect him from himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He got rid of the long hair. He got rid of the long hair. And all of a sudden, he's a new man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that Chiefs backfield before we talk about another game. How do you feel about CEH's performance leading up to like where we are in week four?
Man, when I drafted him in the second round, I thought like it was going to be a big leap for him. He was going to get all the touches, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hasn't shown that explosiveness. They haven't used him out of the backfield the way they should. I mean, now he's fumbling. Now Darrell Williams is getting touches. So kind of scary to have him at this point. I mean, I thought, you know, I know he can't score those touchdowns within 5 yards, but you figure a little screen pass to him, he could take it 10, 15 yards like he did in that game. Yeah. But they're not, I don't think they got so many weapons, and I think they're just giving him just to run the ball. And it's like they're not really setting up plays for him. It's just like shotgun, hand it off, and he's just going straight. And it's like you're not utilizing him like a little like they do Kelce, like a little screen one way, look the other way, just dump it off to him. And it's like, and he's too fast for that. You're not giving him those plays. You're giving that to Kelce and Hill. You're not setting up plays for him. You're just giving him the ball to give him the ball to run 3-4 yards, and that's it.
Yeah,
so they got to utilize him a little better. Andy Reid, I'm surprised he's not doing that.
Yeah, you'd have to wonder if maybe he was feeling anything even in that game. You hear about Andy Reid being sick after the game, so certainly hope that he's okay. I think he's out of the hospital now, but you wonder if maybe he was feeling any or powering through anything through the game. And that's why, because again, even like the Tyreek Hill calls, some of them just didn't feel like it was, you know, they get really creative with Tyreek Hill on some jet sweeps, especially in the red zone. They get super creative with those guys, and it just felt like it lacked a little something. So it was a surprise. We're not going to say it was the Chiefs beating themselves, because the Chargers went in and beat them in Arrowhead. That's not easy to do. So you got to give props to Herbert too.
And again, I don't know if you guys realize this, but second week in a row, teams facing the Chiefs went for it on fourth down to steal the game. And I mean, they converted. Now teams are realizing, look, man, we can't give Mahomes the ball back. And to John's point, when he was talking about CH, like, I think the whole offense, being a Tyreek Hill owner too, is frustrating, because it's like, bro, how are you going to let Tyreek Hill get canceled? Like, the game, the play calling is probably the worst I've seen so far this year for Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's lazy, man. You got to be a little bit more, like, as smart as Andy Reid is, I think he's smarter than that, man. Like, stop just doing stuff to get by. Everybody's figuring stuff out now.
John, if you're a Chiefs fan, are you concerned about this start, or do you say, you know what, extra week in the year, they're still trying to find it, they're going to figure it out?
Yeah, they'll figure it out. There's way too much talent in that team. That defense last year at the beginning wasn't too good either, and then they started tightening up toward the end. There's just way too much talent on that team not to win. Now that division, I mean, you got Denver, you got Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, they're playing well.
That division is. Schedule has
been a little bit easy, but those aren't going to be easy games either.
I mean,
the Chargers finally figuring out how to win. So
the Raiders,
who say they win? You know, who say they win 10, 11 games this year? It might be one of those 9-8 or 10-7 seasons for them. You know, the division's strong, and they got to win outside the division now.
Yeah. The Raiders, the Broncos are 3-0 each. The Chiefs,
and they lost to the Chargers, so the Chargers have one up on them right now. So,
wow, that's insane.
The Chargers lost to the Cowboys, who aren't a bad team either, so they could easily be 3-0 too.
It's another team that, if they get a little defense, and a defense might be better. A defense might
have look defense.
Yeah, Diggs, and boy, Diggs is a good corner. Yeah.
Turn it into a shutdown, and you got Jalen Smith sideline to sideline. You got Parsons playing any position they want.
Yeah,
the 97 guy, Ogoella, getting in. They dropped it like 6 defensive guys in the first 6 rounds. They knew they needed something.
And they have that hybrid, those hybrid safety corner type players in the secondary, which I feel like Jerry Jones loves getting, like the Byron Jones type of players, right? That they can guard tight ends. They're big enough to kind of hold their own against tight ends. They're fast enough to hold their own against any type of receiver, right? Even in the slot, if you want to put them there. But it's interesting to see that defense actually hold it down like that in a primetime game. Now, you don't know if that's because the Eagles offensive line situation is a mess, and maybe that offense isn't,
just the Eagles don't have enough offense, man.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys just outscored them. They're going to try to outscore everybody, and the Eagles just don't have enough, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
that. Isn't Gus Bradley the defensive coordinator for Dallas now?
Yeah.
I think so. Is it Gus Bradley? I mean, he's always been a good defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I mean, now you got some talent. I mean, he knows how to move them around as well. I mean, Seattle, those seasons, that was all him, his scheme and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he failed over in Jacksonville, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Gus Bradley. I always see this older gentleman. It's not Gus Bradley.
Okay.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Gus Bradley is with someone.
No, it's Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn,
the guy who used to coach the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I was way off.
I see some old men. I seen him yesterday during the primetime game. So I'm like,
but you might be right. Gus Bradley might be a defensive coordinator somewhere. I forget where, like, but I heard his name.
He might be.
The Broncos or some, or maybe the Raiders. The Raiders?
It could be. Maybe.
Let's going Dan Quinn, though, because he was the guy with Seattle those years.
Yeah, Raiders.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys
Raiders always offense, playing though. All right. Their defense ain't playing bad.
That Raiders offense, though.
Hey, I'll tell you what. The Gus Bradley was the one that built that defense that the Jaguars had for those consecutive years. Like, a lot of people give it to Doug Marrone. They give him the credit, but Gus Bradley was the one that put those pieces together. He just couldn't put an offense together. He gave his Blake Bortles. So wasn't it him or was it Doug Marrone?
Both.
Oof. Yeah, we're just going to go with both. Another surprise. Can we say the Bengals 2-1? Or is it that the Steelers are crumbling before us?
Steelers trash. Who else did they beat? Steelers did the Bengals beat?
The Bengals.
I'm trying to think. The Jaguars maybe? Or no, they played the Jaguars on Thursday.
Oh, they played the Vikings and won week one, 27-24.
Yeah, because the Vikings missed the field goal. The Vikings lost, though. They missed the field goal to win that game.
Yeah, that's right.
A little overrated. 2-1. But they're a better team for sure.
Hey, man, they went into Pittsburgh and won. So, again, is it not the same Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Ben that we're used to? You know how, you know, you always started him in fantasy when he played in Pittsburgh. And I don't know if that's looking at, I saw a highlight the other day of Ben, like, tripping over his own feet and barely getting it a few yards to the line of scrimmage, man. It's Tony, we said he was cooked in the beginning.
I think it's still his arm. He's not taking those shots anymore. He's just dumping it off. Like, it just doesn't. He doesn't look the same, although he's in better shape and everything. I still think his arm is. He should have retired. But
he's,
I mean,
Chad Pennington. He's Chad Pennington now.
Yeah.
Chad Bennington.
Chad Pennington is like 80%.
Yo, Chad Pennington. 3 yards
behind the line.
Yeah.
Yo, Chad and the Steelers didn't have Watt last game, and that's pretty much their whole a lot of their defense. So that didn't help. Yeah,
I think
the Steelers are like a 9-8 because I keep forgetting there's 17 games. 9-8, like.
17.
8-9 team. They're good, but it's not enough.
I'm gonna ask you guys, real or not real on a few teams, okay? And I want you guys to tell me why you chose your answer, okay? So real or not real, all right? The Raiders.
John, you can go first.
The Raiders are 3-0. John, are they real or not real?
I mean, you know, like all the good teams, they're figuring out ways to win at the end. I mean, Derek Carr is playing. I mean, even last season, Derek Carr was playing real football, like not MVP status, but managing that offense. And into this year, I mean, he's been impressive at the end of the games where you wouldn't usually want him at the end of the game. But look at the three wins they got this year. I mean, they've all been him at the end making some big throws. So, I mean, I think with his confidence growing, you get Jacobs back, you get that offensive line a little better, you start using – Ruggs and you start using Renfro. Who's gonna guard them? You know, and they're not even using Drake that well. I mean, they got Barber in there now, but the offensive line is held up after losing all those guys.
That's true.
They're still able, you know. And then you got Waller, who I wish you get more targets, but you know what I mean. They're doing all right. I think they're real at this point until someone knocks them off.
How about you, Ry?
They beat three teams that last year won at least 10 games: Dolphins, Ravens, Steelers. I mean, what else do they have to do at this point? The offense and Derek Carr is killing them. They're killing right now. Gruden must have sipped some Andy Reid juice or something because he's looking like Andy Reid, and Andy Reid is looking like Gruden. But they got some sneaky, I think they're for real.
They got some sneaky pieces on defense too.
Yeah, and again, like it's not gonna be cute every week, but they're gonna win, man. And if they can keep doing that, that's all it takes.
Oh, hey, so you heard it here, Ricky. We can't say anything that we didn't show love. on the Raiders. I got another one because this is an interesting team. You see their build. And you like their defense, right? So obviously when you pick up one of those Cinderella teams, you see if their defense is any good and if they can make any stops, because that keeps you in games. The Panthers, 3-0. Real or not real? Go ahead, John.
I mean, I think they're off to a good start. I mean, everyone's waiting for Arnold to, like, fold. Arnold, whatever. yeah. I mean, they just lost Horn on defense. You know, that cornerback they got.
Yeah, J.C. Horn.
Rookie. I mean, I think they're going to win. I think their defense is going to keep them in games. Mm-hmm. It's going to be up to Sam to keep that offense kind of moving. As long as they put up, you know, 17, 20 points, I think the defense is good enough to win them some games.
Yeah, I mean, they also made a move for Henderson from the Jaguars, right? They sent the tight end Arnold. that always gets me, man. Yeah, they sent the tight end Arnold over for C.J. Henderson, who was a first-round pick last year. A really good corner, maybe in a change of scenery. He's had some injuries in the beginning of his year with COVID last year. You can't really count last year. So new beginnings in that scheme. No crazier things. How about you, Rye? What do you think?
Oh, man. If they don't lose McCaffrey, if they don't lose Horn, I was more on the real side. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to say not real, man. They beat the Jets and the Texans for two of their wins. I mean, yeah, they beat the Saints, but I think they caught the Saints slipping mm-hmm. and coming off a high win week one. But I think they're a good team. It's just, I got to see more. I'm still learning to trust Darnold, and I don't know, man. Like, it's just still not enough. It's good, but it's not enough.
They are, but they're not real.
Yeah, so I can see like a 8-9 win team, but it's just in the NFC South where the Bucks – and who's the other team?
Saints.
The Saints. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Let's be honest. They're gonna fall back to the pack.
Okay. All right. I got one more team that I'm gonna give you. And the I don't Bills. Know. I'm gonna keep the Bills away from out of this. But the Cardinals.
You're not saying Washington.
The Cardinals are 3-0. They just beat the Jaguars 31-19. Kyler Murray is looking as good as any, although this game, it wasn't him necessarily that won it, 316 yards and one pick. What do you think, John, the Cardinals, real or not real?
I mean, last year they started pretty well as well. Mm-hmm. I think that team goes as far as Murray goes. I mean, if Murray plays at this MVP level that he is right now, mm-hmm. I mean, defense or no defense, they can win any game. I mean, the guy's accurate. I mean, he throws touchdowns. He's got Hopkins, Green, Moore, Kirk. I mean, the running backs, Connor, Edmonds out of the backfield, Connor straight down the
middle. He extends plays.
The offense is good. The defense is good enough. So it just depends how they play in that division against the Niners and the Seahawks. Once we see those games, we'll get to know, you know, if they're the real deal or not.
Yeah. What about you, Rye?
Same thing, man. They're like the Panthers to me, man. Way better offense, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not a better defense, I don't think. It's just too much competition in that division, man. Like, they're a great team, but I just don't think they're there yet, man. Like, they're still playing a lot of backyard football, which is fun to watch, especially if you have Kyler. It's fun, but I just don't think that lasts. And it's just an accident is waiting to happen. I keep saying it. Mm-hmm. I wish it doesn't happen because, again, I don't want to see injuries, man. But, man, when I watch them play football, I'm scared every single time if I'm a fan of that team.
Yeah, that offensive line is not good. And Kyler is a master at extending plays and making things happen. And I think that's why they've managed to survive. So, you know, the talent is absolutely there. I am a little hesitant. And
it's the scheme. The scheme isn't good, man. I don't think Kingsbury is managing that talent well.
With the
and
air
it's
going to
cost them. It cost them last year, losing Kyler with that shoulder. Mm-hmm. He didn't miss any time, but he might as well have missed time. So I could see something similar happening.
Yeah, I mean, he has run less. I know it doesn't seem like it, but he's run less this year. So I think that's key. You got to keep him upright because Kyler is a smaller quarterback, right? So you don't want him taking any unnecessary hits. The Cardinals beat Titans week one. I'm sorry, I was just going to run through that. They beat the Titans week one. They beat the Vikings week two and then the Jaguars. So I think John mentioned that they're going to get their first test. Their divisional opponent, the Rams. Now, this is a test. If you want to be real, you beat the Rams, right?
They're not beating the Rams. Not beating the Rams. And again, if I'm not saying this because I have James Conner. I'm saying if they play how they played against the Jaguars, a lot more like, hey, save, don't try to kill Kyler. Run it when you're on the one with the running back who's the biggest player on the field, mm-hmm. not Chase Edmonds or whatever. Like, that's just smarter football, right? As a spectator, I think that's just smarter. Why are you going to risk Kyler Murray getting hurt? For what? For stats?
That doesn't make any sense. Honestly, I think that when you have a guy like Connor and you have Edmonds, it doesn't really make sense to like script plays for your quarterback unless you want to like surprise him once in a while, right? Or because it's a broken play and maybe they extend it and do like what Russ is so good at, right? Where he extends it, get those few extra yards and then gets himself out of bounds or slides. Like those are baseball players. That should be like a second nature to them, but it's those unnecessary hits. I think that Kyler's smaller than Russ, right? So, you know, if you don't want Russ taking those hits, you definitely don't, even though Kyler looks like he's in better shape this year. I just, if he can keep those runs to a minimum and kind of keep himself out of harm's way, I like the Cardinals. I feel like they're real, but it all hinges on one guy.
Yeah. Is it too early to start like speculating MVP? Not for Kyler. I'm saying in general in the NFL. Is it still too early, like 3 weeks in? Or do you guys have like MVP candidate in your head and you can't say Josh Allen both of you?
Yeah. Oh, well, then I don't. It's like, nah. I got a guy. Dak Prescott.
Okay.
I think that if Dak, especially with that comeback, you know, that horrific injury last year, I think if Dak keeps winning games like he's winning, you know, people keeps, who knows, maybe Dak, I think he can play like an MVP.
Yeah, I don't have one. That's what I'm asking.
It's hard to take it away from someone like a Josh Allen, who is, if he plays like he did last week against a defense that's a good defense. You know, just put up 40 points against that defense on a regular. When was the last time the Washington football team allowed a 40 point team? Right? Think about that.
I have to look. I don't think they did all of last year, maybe.
That's a good defense. So how about you, John? You have any early season, first quarter of the season MVPs?
It's too early. I mean, 3 weeks, there's, you know, guys that have done good, but you got to give it a couple more weeks to really see those people that shine. It's usually a quarterback anyway. Murray's, the Allens, the Dacks. Mm-hmm. And no one else really stands out. I mean, you could say Mike Williams. He's had a good start to his season. I mean, Cooper Kupp, if you're going wide receiver. Ooh. Matt Stafford, I mean, look at him coming from Detroit, he's done with that team.
Actually, Stafford
could easily be one of those guys.
He's a dark horse.
Stafford might be
the lead runner right now.
Yeah,
3-0 coming over to Los Angeles. I mean, the way he's easily adapted into that team. No preseason games, just came right in, 3 touchdowns first game, and now it's just flowing. I think him and McVay together, it's just crazy.
Before we go, I wanted to check to see who's the favorite according to somebody's sports book to win MVP. The mm-hmm. favorite right now, Josh Allen, Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers, Mahomes, and Stafford are all plus 800.
Stafford is such a good player, man.
Mahomes, like 1-2.
Mahomes is just there by default. Yeah, that's all it is. I got some, before we head to the other side, I got some more fun trivia stuff that I've seen on Twitter. This is at RyanMC23. He tweeted, 5 players have finished as QB1s, top 12 in each of the first 3 weeks. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Jalen Hurts, Derek Carr, and Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
Tell me you had those names. So it's the first quarter of the season, right? Bye weeks haven't started. Players are teams are still scheming up and stuff, but it's interesting. You know, Mahomes and Brady, maybe you expect, but the other 3 names, right? I got another one for my Bills fans out there. Only 4 players in NFL history have multiple games with 300 passing yards four passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Drew Brees had four. Aaron Rodgers had three. Peyton Manning had two. And Josh Allen has two. Respect. Throw some respect on his name. I still hear some doubts on Josh Allen, too. That kills me. At one point, I had it here. Travis Kelce has more fantasy points than every wide receiver except for Cooper Kupp and Tyler Lockett. That's just ridiculous. I got one more. Shout out to Brandon Cooks, who honestly I feel like he's disrespected every year, especially in fantasy. Brandon Cooks turned 28 the other day. Amongst wide receivers who are 28 or younger, he has more receptions than Calvin Johnson, more receptions than Antonio Brown, and higher yards per target than Randy Moss in his career. So respect to Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
And with that, gentlemen, anything else before I take it to the other side? All right.
I'm good.
I'll see you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. So now we're in the moment that I guess John's been waiting for. Now that we've gotten the NFL talk out of the way, we could talk a little fantasy football in Lights Out League. It's not looking so good. So what we'll do is, this is kind of new. I'm going to share my screen and we're going to go through last week's matchups and then we'll go through next week's matchups, week four. Okay. Oh man. I always say to myself, this will be the week I won, but here we are. All right, let's go with my matchup. Oh man, it's brutal. And for those that are asking, I am selling the naming rights for my team. It's going a little tough over here. We had to sell some of our bleacher seats in this franchise, so we are selling the naming rights. Hit me up for prices. Suicide Squad, hand CMC, you know, my team lost it. Third consecutive loss. I can tell you right now, you know, that Kareem Hunt benching, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. You know, I drafted him to keep him in and I benched him. So that one kind of hurt. The fact that I still had a chance to win this game, even with McCaffrey and AJ Brown going down, if I just stop tinkering.
Wow, Josh Allen had 45. I didn't see. I don't usually look at the scores. I actually react live on the show here. So unless my matchup, because obviously I'm following that. But wow.
Yeah, 45, man. And you knew we were talking about it on this show. It was gonna be a blow up game coming from Josh. And it hasn't come from Stephon Diggs yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Diggs game log? Go to Diggs game log. Go ahead, John. You can talk.
No, I'm looking at it. I mean, yeah, like as a Bills fan, you're watching the game, but like if you're playing Allen, you're like, you know, do well, but like don't do too well, fantasy wise, you know. But he's, I know he knew he was gonna have a good game back at home that game. I mean, you know, Emmanuel Sanders got the touchdowns this time, but most of the time it'll be Diggs.
And Josh was beating himself up. Josh was beating himself up over last week's game, and he won that game 35-0. So yeah. You knew this week he was going to come out guns blazing because there's a ton of criticism that the Bills were winning, but Josh Allen wasn't like this.
Yeah, after they started with the Steelers, it was bad with the Steelers. So, you know, you wanted to come set it up.
Stephon Diggs, you're getting 8 to 13 targets a week. I think you're happy. Eventually, you know, he's going to do his thing. But, you know, 60 yards is pretty much where he lives. You'd like that to be a little higher. I'm sure that'll come. You know, you got Houston coming. Prove that you're a good defense this week, Houston. You could do this. Isn't the Panthers. But anything else you see from this matchup, guys?
Jefferson finally showing up for you.
Yeah.
Dope to see.
pleasant surprise. We mentioned, I'm going to reiterate, we mentioned who are going to be the high draft picks that were going to go down, you know, this week, and I happen to have two of them. with CMC and AJ Brown. Yeah, so, you know, we talk about this all the time. You know, a good fantasy manager does not only what he did with his draft, but what he's done after that. And I got to just bounce back and figure out a way, right? Jonnu Smith, you know, that offense just looks hideous.
4 yards, damn.
Yeah, yeah. And he dropped one. He had like one go through his hands. He like shoveled it into the air and it went. That's the pick six that they took. It was my boy Joe. They should have given me six for that. Now I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. For the assist.
Melvin Gordon, I think Javonte Williams owners are waiting for Melvin Gordon to go away and still there.
He just keeps splitting it, man. And Gordon's getting more touches, and now Javonte fumbled that other one too. So
oh yeah, that's not good.
You're hoping that he just gets that split still, you know, going down. But yeah, Gordon's hanging around. He got him like in the seventh. It was a nice pick.
Hey, real quick before we change matchups, how concerned is he with Jonathan Taylor right now, Carl?
I'm not concerned because of that Marlon Mack news.
Yeah, but I'm concerned because of Hines. Looking, did you see what Hines did last week?
Yeah,
bro. Hines is, I don't get NFL running backs anymore, man. This is too hard. Like, I quit, man.
Yeah, it's a different era from where we grew up. We grew up where guys like Clinton Portis were like getting 26, 30 touches a game, and they're right back at it next week. There's no question, right? Now you have to deal with committees, and no matter how they look, or you know, you feel like a player 6'2", 225, you know, you feel like he's built for like a good workload, but for some reason they just rotate a lot of these guys. It took Henry how long to get his own gig, right? It took Henry like 3 years in the league.
3 years.
Yeah. 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 But another thing, Marquise Brown. He could have had a monster game. He dropped two touchdowns in his hands when he was by himself. Yeah. Marquise Brown is someone to watch, man. He's getting some really good work this year. Yeah, but, you know, GG's to Carl. I saved my GG for the show because, you know, that's a good win, man. Especially when you don't really get performance from everybody else. You kind of just... You know, you Josh Allen and Melvin Gordon and Gay, and that's it, right? Like, but you take these wins. So shout out to you, my brother. I put up 70. Yeah, I'm still happy it wasn't 40 points because it was looking like 40 points for a long time for me.
That was respectable. Respectable.
Yeah. Next matchup we have here is Dead Presidents beat HHM to remain undefeated. Here we have London once again at 3-0 and Mike at 2-1. Russell Wilson with 18 points against Minnesota and a loss. Chase, yo, Jamar Chase. Does he keep it up? Yes or no?
Yeah. He'll have a couple of bad games.
Yeah. It's just too many. Once all the receivers are healthy, it's like receiver roulette. I keep saying that about like Tampa Bay. Like, two solid, but it's hard to support three receivers, man. Yeah, so somebody's gonna be left out every week.
I mean, if you're Mike, you loved Zeke, you know what he's trending to, right? 15 last week, 23, and Pollard is still getting sprinkled in to keep him fresh enough, right?
Yeah, last week this Monday they were trying to prove a point. It looked like they were trying to prove a point. Giving Zeke all these carries and stuff like that. From what I saw, and again, not being a Pollard owner, I'm speaking as a football watcher. It looked like there was a point to be proven. And you can see Zeke was running a little bit like, yeah, motherfuckers, I'm still the RB1.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was running hard. He was running hard. There was a few of them that he was running real hard.
Yeah.
Sanders, wow.
Miles Sanders, you don't like the 15 attempts, then 13 attempts, then two attempts.
At least you just bench him.
But you know when he touches, yeah, two carries for 27 yards.
That's crazy.
Like, it's not that it's not working.
A carry and don't run him.
Yeah. what do you think about Philly's coach? I know it's only three games, so it's hard to really kind of get a gauge, but what do you think about him?
No idea what he's doing. You got Sanders you can run 15 times with, and you're over here passing the ball where Hurts is not even a great passer. I mean, it just doesn't make no sense. I mean, run the ball first, do a couple of play actions, hit Devontae in a couple of slants, but to put the ball in Hurts' hands and say, take it, without having a run game, I mean, he's not at that level yet. And he's never been a great passer, so I don't get it.
No jet sweeps, no motions to get, like, Devontae Smith in his space, no bubble screens, like, you know, quick hitches just to get the ball out of his hand. Is just, like, it's things that take time to develop. Like, you have an offensive line that's going to give you time anyway.
Yeah, from what I was watching, and again, primetime games allow you to really, like, put a microscope on some of these teams. And all they do is throw the ball to the outside. Like, they're trying to be super safe with Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they have tight ends. Again, not because I have Goddard. I'm just being honest. Like, Goddard had two catches for 66 yards. The man was running in space. Like, get him. And he dropped one, too, I think. But, like, involve Ertz more. Involve Goddard more. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do. Is where'd he come from again? Yeah, he came from the Colts. I think he was the Colts OC.
Yeah, that is. So because he was the Colts offensive coordinator, it qualifies him to be a head coach.
How does that translate?
He was a Colts offensive coordinator for 2 years. but it's, you know, we'll see. Higby showed up, you know, for the tight end that was auto drafted. That's a good tight end. He's going to be good. Saquon Barkley woke up his workload. You know, we talk about what is going to happen with Saquon as the season goes on. And 15 points. His attempts went up. He looks a little more explosive. It looks like he's trusting that leg a little bit more. He went out of the game, which scared everybody, right? And then came right back and then scored the touchdown after. So, Saquon, what do you think, gents? Is he slowly working his way back?
I think so. I mean, you're only going to up his reps. And, I mean, he's always been a good runner. That line's a little bit weak. But, I mean, he should give you these numbers weekly, even at where we got him. I mean, 15 points from him on a weekly basis would be right around where you want it. 15 carries, about 70 yards and a touchdown. That's what he is right now until he gets those explosive runs. And with that line, I mean, if you can get this every week from him, I think you're happy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But I mean, he played at Atlanta. Atlanta sucks. If you don't do this versus Atlanta, just give up on this Saquon. If you look at his next three matchups, and again, I'm not trying to manage his teams, but boy, oh boy, Saints, Dallas, Rams, Carolina, those are some tough run defenses.
Yeah, I think the only thing that saves him is that it looks like Saquon is still getting that work.
Passing
work. So, you know, if I can get the 40 yards rushing, you know, with like 40 to 50 yards receiving, you know, you take that from a guy like Saquon who fell to him in the second round, really.
You got to get him in screens and open space.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of screens.
Screens and open space. Him downhill, there's no one getting in front of him.
DeAndre Swift looked amazing last week, man. He, like, hurdled a guy, like, standing straight up. It was crazy. 60 receiving yards, a touchdown, and 47 rushing yards. So, again, two solid running backs from dead presidents, man.
Hey, who would you rather have, DeAndre Swift or Saquon Barkley?
DeAndre Swift. Yeah, because his explosion is just evident from, like, the jump. I feel like it takes Saquon a little bit to get going. Yeah, I'll take
Swift. Even in that offense, Detroit, he does everything.
Yeah.
He's just always injured, so you kind of, you see him in the draft, you're like, I want him, but, like, is he going to be there? So you kind of just pass him off, and then he has games like he's having, you're like, man, maybe I should have took him, but.
Yeah.
You know, eventually he's going to get hurt, we all know that. So then, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Tyler Lockett had a really ugly injury. We thought it was over for him. And then he comes right back, and I reminded Ryan that same thing happened to me because I had Tyler Lockett last year, And it was one of those games where I think Tyler Lockett started off with a touchdown, and it was a ugly injury. You thought it was an ACL tear or something like that, and then he comes right back. But after that, he just served as a decoy. And I think that lingered for the rest of the year because it was DK Metcalf after. So there's something to watch. Is he healthy going into these next few weeks, or will it be the DK Metcalf show? We'll see. I want one more person to talk about, Kelsey. I just want to give a shout out to Kelsey, who it's insane that you're getting this work from a tight end. I can't believe a tight end is projected 15 points in my lifetime. I never thought I'd see that
in a standard league.
Yeah,
it was good having him last year for sure. It might have been a reach at three, so I didn't want to do that.
Yo, before he got him, gift. Next matchup is MF against all the struggles. Our boy here. Man, you had to go and do that to him, huh? He succumbed to all the struggles. 118 to 95. That's a little route that they're calling it here, John. John looking at this with a big ass smile, bro. Like, yo.
I mean,
you've been looking at this
when you get 35 for special teams. Well, I mean, when you play a guy like Nelson, man, you got to win, man. You got to win those games. I mean, I'm sorry, but regardless of what team Nelson got, when you play Nelson, you're counting that as a win regardless.
Ooh, wow.
No offense, Nelson, but it's true.
Yo,
just saying.
He's got more.
And then when you get 35 from special teams, I mean, you get 20 from a kicker and a defense together, you win. You get 35, I mean,
yeah,
you got to be all right. But it seems like every week it's either my running back suck or my wide receiver suck. I mean, I'm not there yet. I need to do something to shore up my team a little bit. But, I mean, it's nice to get this win, obviously.
Yeah. Kamara looks good, man. It looks like he's going to be good for this year.
Go to his note. He had, like, 25 carries. That's got to be the most carries Kamara's had in his career. Yeah. 24.
Oh.
Like, they fed him the ball at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yo, be honest, John. Do you think if they keep giving the ball, and again, I'm not wishing injuring anybody, but do you think Kamara can handle that workload of 20 and 24 carries on a regular? Or do you want that?
I mean, 20.
Do you want to see that, like, as an owner of him? Like,
I think he's good, like, at 16.
Yeah, right?
You know, that should be good. A couple passes out of the backfield. I mean, I think this game, they were just kind of pounding it at the end and giving it to their best player. They probably got, like, 7-8 rushes, like, in a row at the end of that game. So that's where all that came from.
But I wouldn't even, and again, yeah, you got the points for it, but I wouldn't even have Kamara at that point. Like, I think the game might have been over. I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'm playing it too.
It's a tough one. I mean, as an owner, you want him to play.
Of course.
I mean, he's definitely built to play. I mean, it's one of those things where you want to get as much as you can. But yeah, I mean, they can lighten that a little bit more, give him a couple of passes out of the backfield. That's where he's going to be most effective anyway.
I'm sorry, Rye. Adversely, you'll see a guy like Derrick Henry, who he needs the volume, right? Because he gets better as he keeps getting the ball. So for him, you want him to get it more than 25 times, right?
He has to.
Yeah, I mean, they're working him out of the backfield now, so that's pretty crazy.
Yo, he's getting
80 rushing attempts.
Like 3 or 4 catches.
Yeah, we always said, what would happen if he gets some catches?
Yo, go to Kamara's total carries. His highest ever in his career is 194. So, I don't know what that is over a course of...
Well, so, he'll reach that pretty much by... week like 10.
And that was averaging 13 carries a game. Averaging 13. So again, something to note. I mean, I hope he makes it through the whole season. I want to see Kamara out there playing. Like, he's an exciting player, but
man, you would think also,
I think they gave him a lot of touches because they only gave him
No, go ahead, John.
I think they really fed him because the second game they only gave him 8 and they got basically destroyed. So they said, you know what, if we gotta give the ball to our best player, we're gonna have a chance to win.
And
I think
that's
what happened here right now.
Yeah,
they don't trust him, right? So you gotta give it to Kamara and just let him go and do it.
No, I get it. I'm not debating why they did it. I'm debating why so much? Why, like, I'm just thinking long term for him. That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that that
especially
just
since running backs are they go they like they feel like they get hurt easily, man. Like,
it's I don't think there's a formula anymore. I don't think there's really like a method to it. Guys like Kamara at his height and weight in the 80s and 90s would get 20 to 30 touches a game. It's just like now I feel like we have to question it because it's like we're managing reps. I think they're faster now, obviously, and they're stronger now, probably, right? So guys are like squatting like the weight of a bus now, whereas before maybe guys didn't do it like that. It's crazy how a guy like Kamara, maybe 20 years ago, you're not talking about that.
Agreed.
But I agree with you because remember that year, I think it was Mark Ingram was suspended the first 5 games. And I think Kamara had to carry the load the first 4 weeks, I think it was. And you can see him wearing down by like week 4 or 5. I think the Giants game, he had it like 20 to 25 carries. And after the week after, he was just done. Mark Ingram couldn't have come at a better time. So just something to note, he's getting a lot of work. But I wish he was on my team. Over to Derrick Henry and Nelson's team before we move on.
Nelson's team.
I'm looking at the stars because they're still there. I did want to talk about Claypool and Pittsburgh's receiving core. They looked terrible at the end of the game last week. And it looks like a lot of them are banged up. Right? Deontay's out. It looks like Claypool is banged up at the end of the game. What is Pittsburgh gonna do at receiver?
Doesn't matter because Ben can't throw the ball.
Ben can't throw it.
They're going to – yo, Najee Harris had 19 targets.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, actually.
I'm saying,
jeez Louise.
Yeah. Let's go over to the next matchup real quick. And it was Will getting to 3-0, beating Let's Go, who's now Risky Business, who's now 0-3, 116 to 97. Wow. Will coming back with a vengeance, who says he's now focusing on weekly wins. That's the secret.
Isn't that what we focus on every week? Weekly wins.
But Dak Prescott Monday night putting up 26 points. Dak has pretty much been solid. I think 1 week where he doesn't. Yeah, last week. Dak's been solid. I think this has been disappointing. This is a big disappointment. I think for a lot of people, too, a lot of fantasy experts had a. Calvin Ridley as the next guy.
I'm not too surprised, though. I mean, Rhett Martin is not really getting too much time to really throw the ball. He's got all these other targets. He's more dumping it off now. Mm-hmm. Even a couple of games last year when I had him, you can kind of see it. Like, he'll get the targets, but unless he scores the touchdown, like, his numbers are usually, you know, regular, you know, 6 to 10.
Is he Stephon Diggs of the NFC?
Right now, it looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it. But
same numbers.
It's crazy because they have two different skill sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but that nails. I mean,
they're both great route runners.
Who would you rather have?
Who's getting you the ball?
Stephon Diggs or Calvin Ridley?
Oh, Diggs.
Diggs all day.
Yeah.
With Josh Allen all day.
Yeah.
If Josh Allen was with Ridley, it's a different start. I go Ridley.
I don't know if really has Stephon Diggs' hands, man.
No.
Diggs is
the full package. Diggs is
different, man. Yeah, yeah. Ridley can do everything. I just don't know if he has that. Let us know what you think in the comment section below. Would you take Stephon Diggs or Calvin Ridley? Independent of the quarterback. Let's just leave that out for now because we know everybody would choose Josh Allen. And if you're not, you're a hater. Eckler, I saw Eckler on Twitter say, hey, send me a picture of me helping you win this week and I'll send you like some fan gear or something like that, man. Eckler is into this fantasy football stuff, isn't he?
Yeah, man, that's been consistent for him. I mean, when you're getting double digits from your RB1, I see why he went and got him.
Those numbers, Mike Williams, it's just quarterback numbers. Look at that. I mean, who would have pegged this? I mean, this is a perfect late round, 11th, 12th round. And what did he get him? He probably got him like in the 11th, 12th. Finally, a season where with the 10th. I mean, still, man, for a 10th round pick, what he's doing right now, he's probably like a top five wide receiver right now.
Yeah, I think they have him in the top five.
It's crazy. That's been his jump right there. Mike Davis with Cordell, I mean, back and forth. I mean, Julio Jones isn't really panning out there. I think it's more of the offense, and he's all banged up.
There's something weird going on. There's something weird going on with Julio, because when A.J. Brown went down, you thought that Julio was going to get the work, and he was getting some targets. And then he didn't play for, like, the fourth quarter or something like that, and the manager was like, management. That's what they said. So it was very cryptic. So he's, we don't know what's going on. Yeah, so Julio, per usual, is going to have his – you know, games where either he's going to have to be limited or be a decoy out there. But we don't know what that is. Julio Jones is what Jonnu Smith was to them, essentially.
Yeah, and he doesn't have that connection with Tannehill like he did with Ryan either. So can't expect him to just come in and have those kind of games like he had with Ryan. So it's going to take him a while, and he's banged up. So hopefully it'll take a few more weeks.
Another Pittsburgh receiver over here on Let's Go side with Juju being banged up. Man.
Who starts Juju anymore? They never start Juju.
I unless you're in PPR, it makes no sense to start Juju.
At all.
Yeah, I've been there, man. Godwin, we said he's going to be solid. Godwin and Kupp, those are two solid receivers to have. Damn, so Will doesn't have Carson this year. Damn, I thought he did.
Yeah.
It feels like
Will Criminal took him this season. I mean, again, Carson, as long as he doesn't get hurt, those are his numbers every week.
Yeah, Carson, he's so annoying to play against.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's a good matchup. Go Will. Good win, Will.
Goodwill
hunting. Next one was a little tumultuous one. There was a little beef going on, not beef, but it was friendly. It was friendly back and forth here. I liked it. Long shot.
Salt on the beef. That's what it was.
And Shooter, who was a rematch from the championship last year. Now they're both 1-2. John, you raised the question: who was going to get the first win out of us two hosts here? Turned out to be Ryan.
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
My boy.
Yeah, it's a good win. I mean, lucky Madison got to play that game. If he didn't, it could have been a little different, but that's how it goes.
You got those running backs, you got those backups. In fantasy, you can't do that, bro. In fantasy, you got to deal with whatever was there on paper. You can't deal with none of that if shit, bro. You can't do it, bro. You can't do it. Herbert, you know.
He definitely got all these backups that.
Hey. That works for a lot of people, man. I actually, it's better to do that, I think, than to pick a guy that you know is gonna get work, like a Tevin Coleman. No disrespect, right? Like, why not get yourself a handcuff? Who, if the guy gets hurt, bam, you got 17 points.
Yeah.
It's a good matchup, though. This shit went right down to Monday. No, Sunday night, right? By Sunday night, you knew what the matchup was.
Yeah.
I mean, finally Robinson got some work. That's good.
That is
for Ryan. I mean, that's huge, because without Ryan getting that work, I mean, without Robinson getting that work, I mean, it's a different game.
Yeah, big time. It's a pleasant surprise. And then Tyreek Hill only putting up 4 points. If you win with your best player giving you, you know, an underachieving performance like that, you take that shit, man. Arizona and Tyler Bass. Hey, John, you said it, man. If you're special,
37 points and he still lost.
And he still lost. That's crazy, man. But it goes to DeAndre Hopkins being banged up, right? I think he needed his whole team. Just didn't show up. Barely, though. A point. Wow.
I mean, Chubb, you know, 84 yards. I mean, he could have probably done better. Thielen scores every week. Gaskin is, you know, the way that offense looks, it's probably 7-8 weekly. Hey, I mean, he's getting some touches, but like those first two, 9 and 5, like that's not enough for him.
I think you really like that if you're a Gaskin owner,
good.
You feel a little bit better about 13 because the usage wasn't looking good before that. Thielen, another touchdown.
Insane.
Another touchdown by Thielen. But Rye, man, this is your match.
I mean, look at the way Kirk Cousins is playing, though. I mean, Kirk Cousins could be an MVP right now. He's got like 8 touchdowns.
Top 5
QB. I mean, you can start him all year at this point, the way he's playing.
You want to start him?
I ain't going to start him. I'm just saying. I got Brady. I got to go. I don't need no Cousins.
Talk to us about this matchup, Rye.
Nah, man. Look, I drafted the team. This is what I drafted my team to do right here, to score touchdowns. My best player gives me 4, and I put up 113. It's really 119. Ricky thinks the reason I benched my tight end was to show him that I can beat him without a tight end. It wasn't that, man.
Oh, nah. It was just
that's what you think. I'm not even going to tell you why I did it, but if that's what you think, go ahead. Anyways, DK, like I said last week, my team wasn't scoring touchdowns. This week, I doubled what I had scored in the first 2 weeks, and magically, I start scoring points. Touchdowns matter, man. When your team's giving you touchdowns, you have a better chance of winning, and that wasn't happening the first 2 weeks for me. Madison, a plug-and-play, man. That's why I drafted him. Kind of just fell into my lap this week, so I'm not going to be mad at that. 17 points with no touchdowns, that's big time right there. And now they know going forward, if Cook is ever hurt again, RB1. And the thing that made me laugh the most was Ricky trying to make himself feel better before the game because he knew he was worried about Madison and trying to say, oh, temper your expectations. But I'm like, bro, relax. Whatever you got to tell yourself to feel good. And he outscored Chubb and Gaskin by himself.
I think that Madison, though, last year, wasn't it Pudi that had him? And it was like the expectation was that Madison was going to have a
big game. But he was playing Seattle. It's the matchup, man. Like,
yeah, no, big time. I think that it's just right. Sometimes things just happen to fall into the perfect. Yeah. And it happened, you know. I think there was something in the chat that I was like, people should be. I don't think that anyone was patting themselves on the back, but I think it's okay to celebrate a win without, you know, being attacked for it.
I'm the only one who gets attacked.
I think there's certain people that when they get wins, is like everybody's like, you know, let it slide. But when certain people get wins, it's like, oh, you can't celebrate it. Here you are celebrating. It's early in the year. You know, it's still like, bro, let me.
And the thing that irks me the most is like, if Ricky would have won, it would have been nonstop trash talking, nonstop. So it's like, bro, you lost. That's it. Swallow that pill and move on to next week. Like, he's over here saying it's not personal. I believe him if that's what he says. But like, I can't enjoy winning. This is my first win. Like, I wasn't going crazy. And like I mentioned in the chat yesterday, my name was mentioned every single time I looked in the chat. I'm like, bro, I'm chilling. Like, I'm not even celebrating like that. It's just the name changing, like Pudi was saying, the disrespect. Like, I get I'm 0-2, but relax. Like, it's crazy. Oh, that's, man, that's the thing that bothers me most.
There's a rivalry here, man. It's a rivalry.
Yeah.
It's brewing.
He'll get another chance down the road because I think I play him again.
Yeah, I think the name change thing, it's, I don't, you know, he's done this since last year.
Yeah, no, it don't bother me. It don't bother me, but hey. You want to be cute? People can be cute too, right? Like,
yeah.
So that's it. Take what you give. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
for now, it was a matchup.
Yeah, it's like you said. You don't even look at the scores. Like, I know when I knew I was gonna put up 40 points. I was like, I'm not even gonna look at the rest of these scores until I have to. And yo, I didn't even know it was this close. I thought it was. You had a little bit of a.
Well, I really should have won by 7 or 8, whatever Goddard got, because that's who would have been in my lineup. But I took him out because for reasons I don't have to mention.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, you know Hopkins going to bounce back. It was a good matchup. Good matchup. Yeah. Good game. See, these are the type of games that as a person that if I'm going to have a loss, you know, it's nice seeing games like this being played that is still entertaining enough to keep me in it because I was getting ready to delete my Yahoo app. And let's go to the last one. There was a lot of trash talking in this one too. We got
was this the, was this the biggest upset of the week?
Can we call it? Yeah, I would say that.
I mean, Keith was in first place.
He was in first place. He was undefeated. Yeah. And damn. I know that he had, those projections. So, Kyler, man, you win with Kyler giving you 19. You love that.
You put up 116 with Kyler giving you 19. That's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
He had double digits everywhere except with Cooper.
That's beautiful, man.
That's crazy.
That looks really good.
That's so beautiful.
He picked up Kirk late and he started him. That was a good start.
Yeah.
It just Hines shows you week to week. Hines looking good. I mean, they just paid him, so they're going to get him the ball. Mm. Andrews even showed up. You know, here's his one game. Then he'll go back to 2 or 3 points.
Gibson, who for some reason Washington football team doesn't want to throw him the ball. Look,
he has all his points on that one catch.
It's crazy, man. Andrews showed up, 109 yards. You know, you like that. He's about to put up 2 points next week, guaranteed. Book it. Cleveland's defense.
Finicky. 9 sacks, my points. Lord.
That's crazy. Crazy, bro.
Justin Fields, man. 29 points right there. 29-9. That's the difference.
Justin Fields, man. Yikes.
No, I don't think it's Fields. It's Nagy.
That's the Bears offense. That's terrible. I mean, the way they're running it, I mean, it's horrible. It's not even Fields. It's just Nagy needs to go. He's awful.
Matt Stafford with 37. Man, that's crazy. Stafford is eating right this year, man.
Stafford was one of those 8th, 9th round picks I was going to wait for. I knew he was going to be all right. Look at those numbers, man. 9 touchdowns, 7, 9, 91 overall. He got some good value in this draft, Keith. Between him and Hockenson. Yeah. I mean, Hockenson, though, when he gives you one, it's like, fuck happened. You know what I mean? Like, Hockenson should get 7 to 8 touches a game. I mean, Williams didn't have too much going on. But I mean, draft wise, I mean, Keith got some good players. Moore got like 40 targets in 3 games. Robbie Anderson got like 5. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yo, for real. Yeah, I feel like David Montgomery's projections is always like 14, and he'll end up with like 8.
Yeah.
At offense.
Why, bro?
I mean, Keith always starts strong.
Yeah.
Keith always starts strong. He thought Pittsburgh's defense was going to be like last year. It's not.
Well, they didn't have TJ Watt. Let's be fair.
Even with TJ Watt, they're not.
I don't know. It's
they're on the field more this year, it seems like.
I don't know. TJ Watt.
It's different this year. MVP, I mean, on paper, he looks like a solid team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Booty got it together on that one. I mean,
yeah. Sure. To be damned. let's go over to next week, week 4. Because obviously we're excited. Yay. Damn, I don't even like looking at this, bro.
Yo, Keith always has the highest projections and always underachieves.
Yo, 123 though. Sheesh.
How are they projecting 16 for Jones versus Pittsburgh? I don't get that.
And then you have Stafford against Arizona. Oh man, that could easily be one of those.
That's shootout.
Sheesh. CeeDee Lamb against Carolina.
Tough matchup.
That's a pretty tough
matchup. DJ Moore versus Diggs. Tough matchup.
Yeah, if it's Diggs.
Okay. That's a Robbie Anderson time, I think.
Yeah, over the top.
Jones' involvement in the passing game is what, you know, sets him.
What did Jones do after the 40-point game last week? I didn't see the score from us.
15,
okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he got another touchdown. Okay.
San Francisco too. Mixon against Jacksonville. Oof, Thursday, that boy about to eat him up. But that's what sets the tone for this matchup to me. At that, you know, I just hope and pray.
Yeah, do some praying, man. I mean,
you know, like I got some stuff on the playoff picture after this that I'm going to talk, because I've done some research. So I feel good. I feel better. I feel better because I know that cream rises to the top. I said that before. And I know I got some rings that could support my fantasy football acumen. So look, I just know that I've seen plenty of people do it. I can let these projections really get to me, or I could just get back to basics, right? What I've been doing the last few weeks is just I've been too into the matrix. I'm back. I pulled myself back from reality. So there's some moves that I can make, some deals. All in all, just
one player. Casey, that's a good matchup for you. He might put up a 35 piece plus.
We'll see, man.
Defense is horrible, bro. I think the Chiefs defense is really, they've allowed, what was that stat? I think you said like probably the most points or top
second
five
most,
points.
I think it was the second most. But you know, the reason is that it's the Jones and Clark, right? They haven't had Clark, right? So with the pass rush not being what it normally is, because you feel like the Chiefs defense is as the offense goes, right? If the offense is blowing teams out, forcing you to throw the ball, then it plays into their strength. But it hasn't happened that way, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just like what I want to do is rotate the defense and figure out that situation, because I think it pays to have a defense you can rotate and, you know, maybe stream with another one. But we'll see. It's a tough one.
I wasn't even talking about Kansas City defense. I'm saying Hurts is a great play versus Kansas City because they allow so many damn points.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, man, in this matchup, if we're looking at one person.
I think if you win this, it'll be like a 105 to like Keith has to score like 100 or lower. Right. If he puts up 115, your whole team's gonna have to go off.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it could happen, man. Look, this is fantasy football, man.
Yeah, but it's just the likelihood, right? Because Jefferson just had a blow, like he just had a touchdown last week, so. You know, you maybe don't give him a touchdown this week. And then Hunt just went off for 21 last week. So does he come back down to earth, which is most likely he will, right? So you got to go with the averages sometimes with these things. So just that being said, I'm taking this one. Anything else from this matchup? Any miscellaneous stuff before we move on?
Nah.
Good luck, Keith. I'm gonna need it. The next one is HHM against MF. 114-98. Hey, I can relate with that projection, my brother. Well, actually I can't. I'm not even up there. We got Russ against Mahomes.
It's tough.
Man, McLaurin at Atlanta.
Oh my lord!
Sheesh. Oh, Henry at
Evans versus New England. I mean, I don't. Damn. Yo, John. I know we're gonna get to your matchup eventually. I'll wait till we get to your matchup and then I'll ask you.
John, give me the players in this matchup that you're looking at from each side. Give me one player from each side.
I was saying on Nelson, it's got to be McLaurin against Atlanta. I mean, he could literally just blow up. I mean, Henry against the Jets, I mean, he's already projected 17. I mean, that could be one of those 40-point games that they just feed him because they're going to be blowing them out. So as long as Henry gets one touchdown, he'll be in the 20s because he's going to definitely get the rushes. But between them two right there, that could determine the game. Wow. But Henry and McLaurin for sure. And on Mike's side, I mean, just depends what they do with Sanders. I mean, if they can get Sanders the ball and some space, I mean, he can get yards. But, I mean, against who are they playing?
The Chiefs. And I feel like the Chiefs have been funneling. They have given up the third most to running backs, it says?
Third most.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they're going to have to throw the ball. They're going to get down early against KC. So how are they going to use Sanders there? Are they going to put in Gainwell? You know, like,
it's going to come down to that. Count. Both had points against them. That don't count. He played two running backs in 1 week.
Is Deontay back? don't know.
Yeah. Probably not.
That might be a
he's got him in there like this.
That might be a deke.
He's gonna throw it like Brandon because
he has Claypool in the flex. Obviously, he's gonna put Deontay in there, but
he's gonna throw in Cooks.
Yeah, it'll be somebody like Cooks.
And he has AB.
Yeah, he'll probably throw in AB if he's actually gonna play.
What do you think Buffalo's defense in Buffalo is gonna do to that Houston quarterback?
They're putting up 20 plus, bro. So guaranteed. That's the number one defense of the week right there.
Wow. Yeah.
Or Tennessee against the Jets.
That could be another one.
But I don't think Tennessee has a good defense. The Jets are just bad. I think Buffalo has a really good defense and Houston is bad.
They do.
Yeah.
They're favored by 17.5. Was it P or 16.5?
16.5.
Oh my lord. What are the Titans favored by? That'll tell you a lot. They're only going to be favored by like 10 points. I'll check right now. While y'all talk.
Kelce is another guy. I mean, obviously, it's not like I have to like.
Kelce's playing his brother. Uh-oh.
Hey. But this guy right here, man, to get him in the second round, I'll still say amazing. Amazing.
It's insane that he didn't go top 10 after what he did last year.
Crazy.
Tennessee's only favored by 7.5 versus the Jets.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking the Bills defense over the
crazy thing.
Yeah, big time. The next matchup we have is Suicide Squad, who just got their first win against Dead Presidents, who's 3-0, sitting pretty. Projected 113. We got Lamar.
Every time I see Josh Allen, I get scared.
Lamar against Josh.
Yeah.
but Lamar versus Denver. Denver's defense has been legit.
Yeah, they've been really good, man. Devontae against Pittsburgh, Stephon Diggs, man, that stack is just so sweet. Marquise Brown, your second receiver.
Brown. Yeah, he got Hollywood to kind of mask Lamar, so.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good matchup.
He's going to have to take Drake out, but he's got someone else to put in there, I'm sure. He's just not getting enough work. I mean,
Drake is just a glorified third down back for them. That's all he is.
Yeah. Man, how are you sitting to Peyton Barber? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Dude, John Gruden has his own way. Tyler Lockett, what happens with Tyler Lockett this week? Is he a decoy for DK?
I hope.
Probably a decoy again.
Yeah.
I don't think he's
pretty fully good matchup.
That injury he had, he should have not came back. And from what I was reading, that he should have been out for a couple of weeks. He might be. Watch him not practice tomorrow. I don't know if he practiced. Did he practice today? They don't have any new notes or nothing, but.
I mean, he's one of like the strongest, like small guys in the league, man.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt him. I don't ever doubt him, but that doesn't mean it's not bothering him.
Yeah, that thing does. It's not supposed to. Your knee is not supposed to bend that way, bro. I don't care how strong you are.
And if it didn't get hurt, I'll tell you right now, it's weak. Because it's like bend the rubber band the way it shouldn't and then go use that rubber band.
I was just going to say, this is an interesting matchup. Taylor against Miami.
Miami's run defense is horrible this year.
Terrible, bro. And then Gordon against Baltimore. Denver's been
If he gets a touch, it's a good matchup.
Yeah, really good matchup.
The defenses are good this week. The special teams on both are good. I mean, McKinnis has been putting up crazy points to it.
This is Denver's first real test, you could say.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they're going to be all right, though. They might even pull it off. I mean, Bridgewater doesn't make too many mistakes, so.
That Denver secondary is filthy. Very enjoyable to watch them play. Anything else from this matchup, gents, before I move on?
No.
This might be the matchup of the week.
That's what John was saying. I think this might be it.
Yeah, I like that one. Let's go to the next matchup, and that is no struggles against struggles.
This might be it.
this could be it. This is another one.
Highest two seed team versus each other.
Yeah, so we got the 3-0, no struggles, Will, against 2-1, JC over here, our boy. 108-113. Brady against Prescott. Oof, it's a nice
good one.
Damn.
I want Brady to put it like 50. That'd be great.
I think he might.
He might. I mean,
he's definitely breaking the passing record on Sunday night. That's a fact.
Mm. Oh, Mike Davis and Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, wow.
That's how we're feeling.
He flipped them before. Interesting. Who do you have in there before, though? He flipped Davis out for Patterson.
I'm not sure. Oh, for last week, he had... Wow. Interesting. Mike Williams, obviously, our player to watch Monday night, Las Vegas. Mike Williams about to go off again.
Bro, Herbert.
But that just means Darren Waller is going to be on Monday night, too, and Waller tends to go off on these.
Hopefully, he doesn't get triple team.
Yeah. CEH, that's the guy that I'm looking at in your team. What is going to happen? Because I think if you put the fumble aside, you know, that's the kind of game you wanted from him, right? To bounce back. But
yeah,
you don't like seeing the fumbling. And I'm sure guys like Andy Reid don't like that either, especially when Edwards-Helaire needs to do himself more favors to keep himself out of the doghouse. That's a guy I think I'm gonna look at in this matchup.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to watch that Sunday night football game. I cannot wait to see what Brady. What's the record for most touchdown passes in the game? 7 by Manning.
I don't know, but
I'm telling you right now, he's gonna try to break a record on Sunday night. Brady's just He's just a dickhead, bro. Like,
let me ask y'all a question. If you're starting a franchise, who would you rather have, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Tom Brady. Instant.
Tom Brady at this point.
Belichick don't play football.
Doesn't even look like the half the coach was.
That's going to make a lot of Patriots fans upset, bro.
Coaches don't play football.
All I would say to that is go look at Bill Belichick's record and Super Bowls without Tom Brady. And then we can talk about how great he is after that. Tom Brady has one without him. I'm just saying.
Yo, the record is 7 for most touchdown passes in a game. Brady had 6 once in his career.
What's the most he's thrown this year? 5? Oh my
God. He's about 7.
7, bro.
Yo, we're gonna cut this. If he scores 7 touchdowns.
Bro, John's like,
bro, I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm just happy because, like, you know, he was there in that 7th round and I was going for Herbert, but then Ryan took and I was like, I'm just going to go with the GOAT. I always don't go with him. I doubt him. And I was like, this season, second season with the Bucs, I'm like, with that receiving core, he could only be better. I was like, forget the running ability. I'm just going to go with him. And man, it's been great.
He's been really good, man. Yeah. Even in a loss against a tough Rams team, you know, he still puts up 30. So that right there tells you, you know what, he might be matchup proof.
And he ran in one, so that was great.
Yeah. That sucks, man. Screw you, pal. anything else from this matchup, guys?
Nah, man.
This is definitely a candidate.
Javonte Williams, man. I need him to just take that job. If he takes that job, man, I'm good. But he's getting the touches. I just need him to really just play one of those games and just take over that job.
Melvin Gordon is just what did he do in the
offseason? He's just hanging around.
He looks good though.
He looks good though, man. It's not just hanging around. He looks really good. So that's something to watch. Yeah. You know, it's not that Williams doesn't look good when he gets the ball because he gets receiving work too, which is a good thing. I just think it's not going to be so easy to give up that job. Gordon looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Risky Business, who's 0-3 and desperately needs a win against Ryan, who just got off the schneid, 1-2. Now we're trying to get to 500. Herbert against Rodgers. It's a nice matchup. Really nice matchup. Then you got Cooper Kupp against Tyreek Hill. That's another good matchup. Godwin against DK. That's another good matchup. Wow.
Godwin's always going to eat on Tampa. Whenever he's healthy, he's always an 8-9 target guy, and he likes his slot guys. So I think he's like the lone receiver on that team that will always get work.
Who are we looking at? I got a guy, Dalvin Cook. You notice he's in there, right? He put him in there quick. Like, there's no Do you know if he's playing this week?
I heard that injury was a 2 to 3 week injury.
You put him in quick.
And after what Madison did, I wouldn't say, hey, Cook, take another week. It's okay. But I'm glad it's at 1 o'clock, so I don't have to wait till 4 o'clock or 3:30 to get the news.
It's the worst.
John, so what, running backs are loading right now.
John, what do you got?
I mean, it should be a pretty close one. I mean, I think the quarterback matchup, the wide receiver matchups are good. Just depends what happens with Cook and who they put in there. I mean, doesn't he have Gronk? Did he take him out or something?
Yeah, he got Gronk and Tanya.
I don't know why he would even do that. But
Gronk
yeah.
got a little banged up, so.
Yeah.
Or maybe trading.
Yeah, but he's going to play.
Or maybe he's trading Gronk.
It's pretty even. Yeah, I doubt that. You don't trade with nobody.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to Cook. I mean, if Cook plays, he's going to have a chance. If he doesn't and you're able to start Madison, you probably got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be
down to that play right there, I think.
It all depends, yeah.
I hope the Cardinals find a way to stop Cup and Robert Woods gets all the work. But
I hope so, too.
Cup is just – he's just
I don't know how Robert Woods isn't getting the work. It's crazy.
Go to Cup's numbers real quick, Pete. Go to his little note. 10, it's 11, ridiculous. And 12.
I keep thinking of him because last season you were saying how I had him and he had 4 touchdowns on his season. Here he is, but 5 touchdowns. He's ridiculous numbers. And he went right after I took Woods. Like, if I would have just known, it would be like, all right, Cup. I'd be sitting pretty right now.
Cup, he always had that nose for the end zone. I think we looked at his touchdown numbers. We're like, God damn, he has all these touchdowns. And it's like, we knew with
he's like a little
that both of those guys. We knew that both of those guys would get a bump. It just hasn't really panned out for Woods yet.
No, I mean, Cup, the way he gets open, like, you see that one touchdown he scored, that move he made, that in and out. I mean, that was. To have that much time to make that move and that throw to be right there, that connection already, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they definitely worked out together in the offseason. They practiced.
Yeah.
It should be a good matchup, man. I think that it's all dependent on Cook. He's the key for this matchup.
Absolutely.
For both sides. Both sides.
Yeah.
And the last one, TBD, to be damned, 2-1 against Thanos, who just dropped under 500, our defending champ, 105-112, Tannehill against Kyler.
Nope. It's going to come down to Hubbard, man, what kind of work he does against Dallas.
Yes.
If he's really that true workhorse, I mean, that Gibson matchup against Atlanta.
But Dallas's run defense is the best thing they got.
Yeah,
their run defense is legit.
Sure.
Yeah. Go to has given up the 6 fewest fantasy. Okay.
6 fewest points. Yeah, we'll see.
Given that Cincinnati defense against Jacksonville, I mean, that's gonna set the tone right there.
Yeah, that's true. You got
on Thursday. See what they do. And Carlson's been giving up double digits the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think Booty's best move was releasing Koo and picking up Carlson. That's his move of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was going to get that work, but this is a close one too. I mean, I think Beckham Jr. is like kind of like the, you know, is he ever going to be that guy that he was? You know,
you love nine targets.
Yeah, I mean, it's really him. I mean, they can get him the ball and he could be that guy he was in the Giants. It's different, but. I mean, when you can't even play him on a flex, like in a fantasy league,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I don't know.
And Stefanski against his own team. Against the Vikings. I just realized that.
This guy right here is, when he's on, he's good, man. He's like Tucker to me, man.
Yeah, Tyler Bass is good.
Yeah, he's like Tucker for sure. Should be a good one, man. Harris had, what, 14 catches last week?
Insane,
dude. Big Ben was like not
14
even trying.
Rushes, 14 catches.
Big Ben wasn't even trying to throw it downfield. He was like, "Where's Harris here, Thoma? Do something with this."
Yeah, it's gonna be intriguing.
And Cooper, man, Cooper has to be like the worst wide receiver to have. He's either like really good or like really bad. It seems like he's not even on the field sometimes. It's just, it's crazy. Jeez. Those last 2 weeks, I mean, as you're getting 17 targets and then 5 and 4, but like, it seems like he's more involved, like when the games are close and he needs a big pass, he goes to him. When the games are kind of out of hand, like it just gets spread out everywhere else. But when he needs a pass, it's always Cooper.
Yeah, he's battling through that rib injury though, right? Isn't it like a rib injury or something like that that he's going through?
He's always hurt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's happening. The Cowboys have won the last 2 weeks. Why?
The run game.
Running the ball.
That's it. So Dak stopped down. All those passing. Yeah, run the ball, man. I'm telling you, when you got two good running backs, what do you gotta throw the ball for? Control the game. Let your defense, who's pretty decent right now, play D. Like they're like after that first game versus Tom Brady, which they almost won, and Tom Brady came back and stole. They're like, yo, we passed the ball too damn much.
Yeah. You got guys like Pollard, like, you can get Zeke to, like, wear you down, and then you got a guy like Pollard you bring in for a series, and it's like, how are we going to keep up with this guy? We're tired.
He brings a different element to that team. He just looks more explosive, like a better fit for that team. But they're such different runners. Like, he gets to the outside, he's gone, where Zeke is, like, in between the tackles, gets a couple of bursts. But Pollard, like, he gets to the outside, and even catching out of the backfield, he looks more explosive.
Yeah.
I think they're becoming like the Cleveland Browns. Like, play like that. Like, pass when you need to, but hey, we're here to run the ball, man. I'm curious to see I'm curious to see what their total carries have been in the last 2 weeks as opposed to week one. I mean, look, Zeke ain't do nothing week one, right? Like, I'm gonna
barely give him the ball. Like 7 or 8 carries.
Yeah. Those are the matchups.
Miles Sanders shit last week.
So we've identified two that are tied for the matchups of the week, right? The no struggles and all struggles, right?
And dead presidents and suicide. I mean, those are the both undefeated teams right there, right?
Yeah.
Those are big games for both. I mean, me and suicide.
Yeah, man.
Try to take no struggles off that win.
We need to get these 3-0 teams. We need to knock them down a notch. Let's look at the playoff picture real quick. Let's look at the standings at least. And real quick, I do want to mention that this happened. Biggest blowout of the week. I got to wear that. So for the first 3 weeks of the year, the hosts of the pod have had the biggest blowouts. And we're not on the winning. We haven't been on the winning end. But it's actually, you know, we'll see what happens the rest of the year. These are the records right here. I did want to have some fun tidbits on 3-0 starts and what it means, and 0-3 starts and what that's meant. Basically in our league's history, if you're 3-0, then congratulations, you're probably going to make it to the playoffs. And I this is historical. I went back and looked at the history because I felt like I was like, you know, for me personally, being 0-3, I was like, what are my chances? What am I going to do? do I pack it in or should I just hold off and maybe make some moves or something like that? So what I did see was that in 2020, the bat was 0-3. And we already know what happened in 2018. In 2019, HHM was 0-2, and they were also 2-3. They still made the playoffs. In 2018, the bat, or Ricky, was 0-2, also 2-3, made the playoffs. In 2017, Let's Go went 0-3. He also went 1-4, still made the playoffs. In 2013, he still made the playoffs. In 2013, Ruben went 0-3. Then he went 1-4 and made it to the playoffs. And my best story, the one that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy at night, HHM went 0-6. Made it to the championship game that year.
Is that the one he lost to you?
Yeah, he lost to me, but still, like, it's, you know.
No wonder that one makes you all fuzzy.
It makes you, no. What makes me warm and fuzzy is the 0-6 because I'm 0-3. The championship, you know, that we don't celebrate those after we win those, right? Let's go over through a 3-0 side, and then I'm gonna open the floor to discussion before we sign off. So these are the 3-0 teams that have missed the playoffs. Okay. Miscellaneous in 2011, GI Thunder Formers. I forgot who that is. Went 5-1. They also went 6-2 and they missed the playoffs. Upset City started off 0-2 and then won 9 in a row to make the playoffs. And Nelson went 2-0 that year and lost 11 straight. So again, things happened. 2014, Ricky went 3-0, ended up 5-2 at some point, missed the playoffs. 2015, Ricky went 2-0, then 5-1 and missed the playoffs. And then in 2018, you, John, the show, you went 3-0, 5-2, and you missed the playoffs.
Jesus.
So there is hope for all of us here. And I will add one more caveat before I pass it off to you, is that I'm 0-3, but remember there's an extra season, extra week, so I'm essentially 0-2. So gentlemen, with that, I'll open the floor. What do you think about what I just shared?
Yeah, so, optimism for sure.
We talked even last year, we were talking about how it's important to know when to make moves, to know when to maybe you have to like re-strategize and reshift what you were doing because maybe it's not working. It's still early in the season, right? Especially with that extra week. I've had a lot of trade offers because I feel like I might have to unload on a CMC. I might not be able to wait for him or an AJ Brown. I'm once again asking for the offers to be a little more realistic. Let's make both of our teams better. Because a lot of people just want me to make their team better.
I'm looking at these standings. I mean, it's still early, man. Like we were saying earlier, mm-hmm. Still a lot of football. There's, like I said, there's 11 more weeks of competition within the fantasy league before the playoffs start. So teams who are 3-0 could end up 3-11. Like,
yeah.
And teams who are 0-3 or whatever can end up 11-3. Like, who says that can't happen, right? So.
Oh, they actually got me winning 5 games in the beginning of the season. They got me winning like 2.
Yeah. Mine's low because I don't have 3 players in my lineup right now.
it's interesting. It's been an interesting year. When I signed off last time, I said who was gonna be hurt, who was gonna be the big injuries. I'm afraid to ask that right now.
You jinxed yourself. Don't say that again, man.
I'm
we don't want that
asking
energy.
Shit.
I'm not even talking about my team right now.
Thank you, John, for joining us, man. I hope you can come back and join us some more, talk more football down the road. You know, the door's open. More than welcome to join us whenever you want, man. Is there anything you want to leave us with before we sign off?
Nah, man, it's been fun like usual. You know, I'll try to get back in here maybe next week, maybe the following one. But yeah, I love talking football and trash talking and looking at these matchups. So it's always good for me. Hope I bring some football knowledge. I know I bring more than Nelson did last week for sure. So I mean, if Nelson and Pudi could do it, I'm like, yo, I can do this. So.
Oh man.
Now yeah, you made some right. Good points today. It was fun for sure. Yeah. I enjoyed it. As long of a day, I always look forward to Tuesday night to be able to talk football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rye, anything else, bro? Man,
hey, I'm going to go pray for the next 4 or 5 days. I need another W, man. Come on, Kevin, one more week off, please.
On that note, I do want to mention that the music in the background is produced by Infamy. Make sure you check him out. It's www.infamysounds.com. Really dope up and coming producer. He's got a lot of work and a lot of work coming. Thank you for joining us. Make sure that you go to the comment section and join in on the fun. Chat with us. Email us at thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com as well. You know, ask us any question. And we'll make sure that even if you have John, if you want to ask John a question, we'll make sure we get it to you because we know he's a busy guy. On that note, for Ryan, I'm P, and that's the Fantasy Standard.